Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County District Attorney, Media Relations Manager, and former broadcaster Dan Dillon. Welcome to Issues 2025.
Well, thank you, Steve. And a former member of the district attorney's office.
Former now.
That's right.
You retired this week from the DA's office.
I did. I just, within the last few days, I retired from the office and to spend more time with grandkids and family. And
how long had you been there, Dan?
I was there 12 plus years.
Okay. What went into your decision to retire?
I saw some friends of mine about our age that... The health situation was getting bad for them, and I think that put me over the top in terms of, well, maybe we should, my wife and I should travel a little bit, spend more time with the grandkids and enjoy life and not get sick. Hopefully not get sick, knock on wood.
Yeah. We'll talk about your radio career here in a minute, but I want to get a little more background about you, okay?
Okay.
Tell us where you grew up. Where did you go to school?
I grew up on a farm outside of Omaha, Nebraska. My dad's old farm ground is now covered in soccer fields and tennis courts in West Omaha. But then I went to a country grade school where there were just five other kids in my class through eighth grade. And then from there, I went to Creighton Prep. Now, people are familiar with Creighton University, but there's a high school that's an all-boys Catholic high school in Omaha called Creighton Prep, and that's where I went to high school. Met Carol when I was a senior, she was a junior, and at another school. And then the both of us went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and that's where we graduated from.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. My brother passed away in 2016. My sister is in assisted living in Omaha. She's 89 years old.
She's a little older than you, huh?
Yes.
Were you
I
the
was
baby?
I was a baby surprise.
Well, there you go. When you were on the farm, what was it like? Was there cows? Were you milking in the morning?
No, we didn't milk. My dad had Black Angus and would raise Black Angus. We had hogs and chickens, and he farmed 40 acres that were his, and then he also farmed for other people.
Did you have a happy childhood?
Yes. It was a good childhood being born and raised on a farm. It was great.
But you're kind of in the country, though. Did you get to play Little League or anything like that?
Did some baseball, and that was about it. When I was young, I somehow got into karate and got up to be a brown belt. But once I got into college, I kind of forgot most of that.
Did you hunt and fish?
I did a little hunting and fishing, but not a lot.
Okay. Do you listen to the radio when you were a kid?
I did. There was
That's probably an obvious question, but go ahead, sir.
Well, in Omaha, there was KOIL. They played country music, and you remember Como?
K-O-M-O?
K-O-M-O out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And they had such a strong signal. they would go all the way up to Omaha, Nebraska.
Or is it KOMA?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, KOMA.
All right. Yeah, with 50,000-watt flamethrower, they
That's right, they were. And would listen to that. And once I got into Nebraska, I thought, well, I'll start in radio. And I enjoyed writing, and I enjoyed that type of thing. And I thought I'd start in radio and then go to TV, but I liked radio too much. So I just kind of stuck with radio, and one thing led to another. And
you know, the thing that I liked about it, I'd stay up at night. My dad got me a tiny transistor radio. I listened to baseball at night. Did you ever do that? Were you a sports fan?
I was a sports fan. I became a big sports fan when I went to the University of Nebraska because at that time Bob Devaney was the coach, and he had won a national championship in 1971, won it again in 72, and that got me to become a big football fan.
One of my friends from high school played on both those teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
His name's Pat Morrell, a linebacker.
I've heard that name before.
Pat's now a gynecologist in Seattle, and he's one of my buddies.
Wow.
Great guy.
Yeah, Pat Morrell. I've heard that name before.
Now, and how did you get into commercial radio? How'd that happen?
With the major in broadcasting at Nebraska, I started in an all-news station in downtown Omaha, working part-time. I was the producer. It's a fancy title for basically somebody who answered the phone and would tell the talk show host, take either 1, 2, 3, or 4 in terms of lines.
Okay.
And make sure that the person who was calling was not drunk and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then that they hadn't called just the day before. You wanted to...
Somebody new, yeah.
Yeah, you want somebody new on the radio. And that's how it started. And then I was doing a one-minute newscast at that time. It stretched to 5 minutes. And then that radio station, which was called KLNG, and they called it calling radio. It was all talk shows, turned into all news radio. And I worked there for a couple of years before I got the job in Wichita.
Tell me about that. What did Mike Oatman, we're talking about Mike Oatman, who was the owner-manager of KFDI.
Yes.
What did he say to you that convinced you to move to Wichita?
Well, I had always thought that I could be a good news director at a radio station. And at the time, they had purchased Omaha, Springfield, Denver, I think, and the home base was in Wichita, KFDI Radio.
Sure.
And when I interviewed for the
Great Empire.
Great Empire Broadcasting.
Yes, okay.
When I interviewed for the position, I was talking to old Mike Oatman, and he was asking me a lot of questions. Mike Lynch, who was also a co-owner,
right.
In fact, he owned most of the stock, was sitting over on a couch in the living room, in the room I was at, not a living room, but the office I was at. And old Mike was asking me a lot of questions because at the time, Nelson Schock, remember that name?
Yes, I do. I know Nelson.
Nelson was the news director, but he wanted to go back into reporting. He didn't want to be the news director anymore.
More his style. Yeah.
And Nelson was one of a fantastic reporter.
Sure.
So I went to this interview, and Mike Oatman is asking me a lot of questions, and about 15, 20 minutes in, Mike Lynch, who had been quiet the whole time and never asked any question, said, blankety blank, Oatman, let's just hire him and get on down the road. That's what happened.
There you go. And then there you go.
Yes.
Looking back on that radio career, so how many years were you in radio until you finally moved?
Well, 15, it was just about 5 years in Omaha and then 34 years in Wichita.
So what are you most proud of in your radio career, you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I thought
a lot to think about. There.
A lot to think about. We provided a lot of severe weather coverage to warn people about severe weather, breaking news. We would try to cover things in person as much as possible. I met a lot of good people at KFDI Radio, and not really one thing stands out, Steve.
Mm-hmm, okay. Well, why did you ultimately make the transition? Did you leave them, or did they leave you?
I left them.
Okay.
I left them. The
This was in what, 2012, 2013?
I left in, I started looking in 2011.
Okay.
I, old Mike Oatman and Mike Lynch sold all of their radio stations to the Journal Broadcast Group out of Milwaukee, the people that put out the Milwaukee Journal. In 1998, they signed the papers. And in 99, they, I think it was 99, they took over. I may have these years incorrect, but I could tell that news, local news decisions were being made in Milwaukee more and more than, and taking the responsibility out of my hands. And I said, it's time for me to look around. I'm not happy. I didn't enjoy working in radio as much as I did under Mike Lynch and old Mike Oatman. So I started looking around, and I saw the elect at the time, it was Mark Bennett, who was running against Kevin O'Connor to replace Nola Folston,
Yeah.
as district attorney. Mm-hmm. And I thought, Mark Oatman, Mark Bennett has a good chance of winning this election. This was 2012. So I gave him a call. A few days later, he called me back, and he thought that I wanted to do an interview with him, because at the time I was at KFDI.
Sure.
And I said, no, I'm not interested in an interview. I'd like to come work for you. And he said, well, that's interesting. He says, let's go to lunch. So we went to lunch in Old Town on a Friday. And then the following Tuesday in August of 2012, he won the primary election and became the new district attorney and took over the following January.
Sure. And then hired you.
And yes. Well, he couldn't announce the hiring until December of 2012. And then I started in February of 2013, and Mark took over as the DA in January 2013.
Okay. How did you and your wife Carol meet?
We met at a high school football game. She went to Benson High School in Omaha. As I mentioned, attended Creighton Prep. And a friend of mine was going to meet his girlfriend at halftime of the, I think it was the Central Creighton Prep game in Omaha at Berquist Stadium. I don't even know if Berquist is still there in Omaha. But they were going to meet at halftime. So I said, and he said, why don't you come with me? I said, okay, I will. Well, the same thing was happening with this guy's girlfriend. She was good friends with Carol. And she said, okay, I'll go too. And then we started talking at halftime, and one thing led to another. And we got along real well, and we started dating after that. And we dated for about a little over five years and got married then.
Sounds like you had some matchmakers working there, maybe.
It sounded like everything
fit
in together.
How long have you been married then?
We just had our 51st wedding anniversary. 51st. Yes.
All right, so I'm going to ask you for a very meaningful question.
Okay.
What's the key to a happy marriage for over 50 years?
Listen to the other person. Talk a lot. If you have a problem, bring it out. But don't stay quiet. And if you have a problem, you know, let the other person hear about it. And most of the time when I did that, I'd realize that I was the one at fault.
And there's no value in being right.
That's right. Exactly. That could
no
lead
value
to problems. Well, look, how long have you been married now?
55.
55, you got us beat.
This next week, 55.
Oh, congratulations ahead of time.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County District Attorney, Media Relations Manager, former broadcaster Dan Dillon. I'm reading my questions I prepared. We've already answered this. How'd you get the job at DA? Was it tough to make that transition from journalist to media relations person?
It was at first. I left KFDI on a Friday. I started as the media coordinator for the district attorney the following Monday. And for some reason, I thought going in that I had to know the answers because I was going to become the spokesman for the office, and I had to know the answers. That's not, in terms of being a media coordinator for a district attorney, that's not the way to think.
Okay.
What you need to do is be a, media coordinator, and if somebody wants to call and ask questions over a legal matter, get those callers to the right person.
Line them up, yeah.
That's right. And do you remember Gary Steed, the former sheriff of Sedgwick County?
Yeah.
Gary used to love to give me a hard time about never seeing me on TV or that he says, oh, here comes the invisible media coordinator, the invisible PIO. PIO stood for Public Information Officer. You never see him. You never hear him on the radio. You don't see him at all. What's going on? And then I would explain to Gary that Mark Bennett is the one that has to be elected, so we want to put his face out there. Plus, I'm not an attorney. He is.
Yeah.
So if there's a news conference situation, let Mark Bennett handle that because he's the guy that knows all the legal terms and what's going to happen legally.
You've done it for, you said, 12, 13 years. It's got to be rewarding in some way to you.
Yes, it was. Very rewarding. I enjoyed the people I worked with. In fact, I'm in my first week of retirement, and already I miss many of the people that were there. I miss Mark. My office was next to his. Most of the time, we didn't talk about legal matters or cases. We talked about, how's your family doing?
Mm-hmm.
He'd check on my family. What did you do this weekend? We talk about, he's a K-State grad. So we talk a lot of Kansas State sports, football, basketball. We just had a great time. We enjoyed each other.
Your experience in Wichita.
Yes.
And I know what you're going to understand what I'm saying. This is an interesting city. It's a big town, but if you talk long enough with somebody, you're going to find somebody you know. In other words, everybody knows somebody.
That's exactly right.
You've noticed that, haven't you?
Yes. And you just brought up something that I'll never forget. When we first moved from Omaha to Wichita in 1979, what struck me the most is how helpful and friendly the people are here. I still believe that. It was just, if I got lost driving around Wichita, someone would help me and explain where to go. This is before cell phones and maps and on your phone and that type of thing. But it was just the nicest people. Wichita's a lot flatter than Omaha, as you well know. There's a lot of hills up there and greenery. But that's what I noticed, is how friendly people are here.
So since you and I started in radio in the 1970s, the medium, radio's changed enormously. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, Dan.
It bothers me that, for example, my old radio station, KFDI, no longer has any news people. There's no news people there. George Lawson, who had been there for a long time, who I hired when I was there, he was let go earlier this year, I think in April. And so they don't do news anymore. I hate to think what happens if there's a tornado warning. I don't know what's going to go over KFDI. They probably, people used to go into KFDI for severe weather, would go to KNSS. I'm sure they will, if they haven't already. It's a sad state of affairs, the way radio news has gone downhill at many radio stations.
I just wanted to interject that when you and I were doing this, and we've been competitors for 35, 40 years, but there was a time when you could look around, I could look around in this market and count a half dozen radio stations.
That's right.
Each with at least three and maybe four and more news people each.
That's right.
That's a lot of journalists working in radio because people were listening for it, you know, that, I guess.
The people who owned the radio stations paid for that.
And they saw the value of the local content.
Yes. And that's what worries me the most, Steve, is local news in many areas is going downhill, and there's stories that aren't getting covered. I can tell that. Stories at the district attorney's office in the 18th Judicial District courtroom stories that people have no idea. These are very interesting stories. That was one of my jobs as the media coordinator, is if I saw a case that I thought, you know, the people should know about this case, the people in Wichita, I would keep track of that case. And then I would send out a news release when that person, if that person was found guilty or sentenced,
sure,
I would send out a news release to let the public know.
And there was a time, and I don't know what your duties were, at a time when I, as part of my duties, I'd get off the air in the morning and would go and cover trials.
Yes.
And report on them day. And you could, I could get you'd update on a murder trial every day. And fascinating. I loved it.
Well, it was, I think what I did in terms of covering the courts when I was the news director at KFDI led me to the position with the district attorney's office.
Sure.
But, Steve, I was putting in 14 hours a day. It was crazy. I would go and cover a trial just like you did. And during the halftime break, the lunch break, usually a judge would give the jury an hour and a half before the testimony would start up again.
Sure.
So I would rush back to the radio station on North Old Lawrence Road in North Wichita, write some stories, eat a couple of McDonald's burgers on the way, and then go back to work. And then I'd, at the end of the day, go back to work and do news director jobs, and that got to be too much for me. But I loved covering the courts.
Yeah. How can, in this day and age, how can people determine what is fact and what is false information? And we're talking about people who get, quote, their news from about 75,000 different places, and a lot of it is just baloney.
Yes.
Now, how can you know?
It bothers me that there's some people that will listen to maybe a talk show host or some type of a host on a cable network, and they agree with that person's views, and they think that's what the news is. I say go to the big networks, for example, if you'd like to get your news from TV. Go to the ones that you know about, CBS, NBC, ABC.
Yeah.
Or now, this is interesting. Last weekend, we visited with some friends of ours in Omaha, and we had a big dinner. And I had mentioned that for breaking news, I usually go to CNN to find out what that national breaking news is. I don't watch CNN all the time. In fact, it's just, as I mentioned, a big breaking news story. For example, an earthquake or a tornado outbreak or something of that nature. That's what I, you know, watched CNN for. But because I mentioned CNN, there were other people over there that don't like CNN, and they looked down on me and they gave me a hard time about it.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
And I know it. They want the news to agree with them. Mm-hmm. Hey, it don't agree with you. It's there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I got to get going here. Every life has peaks and valleys. How did you get through the tough times, Dan?
The toughest time, Steve, was when our son Jeff died in a car crash when he was 16, and that was the toughest time. But because of my religion, I'm a Catholic, and because of the friends I had and the relatives I had, we were able to get through that. So that was the absolute toughest time back in 1993. It never goes away, that feeling, but that's definitely the lowest part. Mm. But the best is seeing the grandchildren do well. We have two grandchildren here. Veda is 13. Pierce is 10. In fact, Pierce is now at the Shocker Track Club.
Really?
And he does that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this month and next month, and he's just learning track moves, and Carol and I take him.
Pierce. Interesting
Pierce.
Name.
Yes.
Looking back on life in general, I got less than a minute here.
Sure.
Any regrets? Anything you would have done differently, Dan?
No, none that come to mind right away. I feel like I have good friends like you and good relative, you know, the relatives, and yeah. I've enjoyed life.
What are you going to do to stay busy now? I've heard it's retirement is every day is like Saturday.
I know. That's right. I have to.
You don't have to get up in the morning early.
That's right. I don't have to get up that early anymore. But we'll do a little bit of traveling, looking ahead to some things. I know that with Father's Day coming up, it's going to be fun to see what's going on around here, blues concerts, that type of thing.
Well, listen, don't be a stranger. Let's go out and have some lunch down then, okay?
We'll do that. It's a deal.
And thanks for sharing this with me today and with our audience, Dan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we've appreciated you. Our guest, Sedgwick County District Attorney, former media relations manager, and former broadcaster Dan Dillon. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We will be back next week, and thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.